This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever else you'd like to talk about. It is Youth Deer Hunting Days. That's right. Starts off this morning. 16 years and younger can hunt on Youth Day with, of course, the assistance of an adult, unarmed adult. If you would, let me read it to you here. Encourages experienced deer hunters to introduce youth to the time-honored cultural and sporting tradition this month during the two junior deer hunting days. The hunt will be held November 11th on private and public land in all counties, and November 12th on private land in all counties except Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's. In Allegheny, Garrett, and Washington counties, the hunt is also open on designated public lands for November 12th. So the kids have 2 days in some cases and 1 day in others to get out there and take a nice deer. The hunter 16 years of age or younger who possess a valid license may use firearms or air guns that meet a department standards and hunt to hunt sika and white-tailed deer on these days. Those are the air bows, and I don't know why you would use one if you can use a shotgun or a rifle. Youth must be accompanied by an adult at least 21 years old who hold a valid hunting license. Adults may not possess a hunting device while accompanying a junior hunter, but may participate in other open seasons if they are not acting as a mentor. One antlered or antlerless white-tailed deer in Region A, three white-tailed deer in Region B with no more than one antlered, and one antlered or one antlerless sika deer. Deer taken by youth hunters during the 2 days do not count towards the regular bow, firearm, or muzzleloader bag limits. They're also exempt from the antler point restriction, three points per side. New this year, the Apprentice Hunting License Program allows first-time hunters a lower-cost opportunity to explore the sport with an experienced and licensed guide and mentor. And they talk about inspecting your tree stands and that type of thing. So we are anticipating a call from some folks out in Montgomery County in the secret lair, and those folks will be just got a text. Let's see. Yeah, I got it. We're texting while we're on the show about parental permission. So, anyway, we're waiting for that call in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Here, reply to Chris, if you would, please. Good morning, Miss Robin. How are you this morning, girl?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here this morning and accompany me on the long ride up from the
long, cold ride.
Bowels of the Eastern Shore. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, it's a little chilly this morning.
It's a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call, yeah. So if we got anybody out there listening on their way to the hunt, some youngsters I'm trying to speak English. It ain't working. Anybody out there would like to put their youngster on the phone, we'd love to talk to them about being in the woods today, going on maybe their very first deer hunt. You never know. Maybe they're an old veteran of 3 or 4 years out there in the woods. But if you're headed that way, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. Go back a few messages and see if you can answer Chris. Okay. excuse me. So, muzzleloader contest. We're giving a muzzleloader away for the month of November. Probably give it away the first weekend in December because I'll be out on the 25th, first day of deer firearm season. I'll be hunting with Jacob somewhere, probably Cecil County. So we're pre-recording that show for the 25th this coming week. So we'll actually do – no clue what he's talking about.
I have a clue. Yes was the answer, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'd put.
Yeah, okay.
You just kind of left me hanging.
I know. That's all right. Well, look, I can't t- text and talk. I've got to be on the mic because we can't. If I were to talk to you instead of talking to the folks, then they would. It would be uninteresting, just like it is right now.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's all taken
so,
care of.
So, muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a muzzleloader. Paul, our winner, Paul, got his muzzleloader this past week. They sent a wolf this year, a nice wolf muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. And very accurate firearm. A buddy of mine owns one. And on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, there is a young man who killed a sick deer with his wolf. Now, he put a scope on it. He took that sick deer at 150 yards with his wolf muzzleloader. Yeah. He's 17. There wasn't any holdover, any consideration of how far the deer was. He just put it on it and pulled, you know, squeezed the trigger. And the deer, you know, wound up, yeah, heart shot, basically. So, interesting week. Do you remember any of our week this
nope.
week? It's crazy. Now, I do remember Wednesday because that was...
That was you remember Wednesday.
I remember Wednesday because it was a hunting day.
Yeah, that's why you remember it.
Uh-huh.
I can see how this marriage is going to go.
Well, you know, you're not always going to be a hunter's widow, but...
It's all right. I get to spend money while you're gone.
According to who?
To the Ellis family marriage laws.
What? Where'd you pull that one from? Don't answer. Anyway, it was a hunting day. Jacob and Laura and I all hunted together on the same piece.
Are you going to tell all the stories from that day?
About what?
Your hunting experience.
I'm going to tell some of them. Why?
Okay.
Which one shouldn't I tell?
You should tell all of them.
Well, I had to go to the accountant.
It was good.
I had to go to the accountant up in Westminster. On the way back from Westminster, and we're meeting in Frederick at noon. Okay, so I leave the shore early and go to the accountant up in Westminster. On the way back from Westminster, 32, coming south, just past Bollinger Mill Road. There's a little fruit stand out there on the right-hand side. Before you get to the fruit stand, before you get to Liberty Bridge, I'm driving southbound, a car going northbound. I saw something happen, and a coyote came down through in the middle of a guy's yard, hit the side of the car, bounced off, ran up in the guy's yard, and died. And it was a big one. It was a big coyote.
I got to admit, this is a pretty coyote. It is
very
gorgeous.
Pretty coyote. You know, blonde color, dark brown tip on its tail, the gray, you know, background like a coyote or, you know. Some people say they look like a German Shepherd. This was a big coyote. So Alan, being the sportsman that he is, pulled over, went up the guy's yard. The guy came out the door with his camera. I said, "Do you want that?" He said, "No." I said, "Do you mind if I take it?" He said, "No." So I took the coyote. It just banged into the side of the car, and I apparently did some pretty nasty internal damage and, you know, died within seconds. So I picked up the coyote, put it in the back of the truck, took it out to Montgomery County, put it in the cooler on the lease or at the lair, and called the taxidermist. Said, "I got something for you."
I got to pick up my first full mount.
Yeah,
I got to pick up what he's going to be.
Yep, you got to, told Robin. I said, "Go online and look at coyote taxidermy mounts and pick out the pose," and she did, and so. It's on its way.
You know, I make fun of all his stuff in my house, okay, because there are animals that scare me when I walk down the hall sometimes. But I really enjoy it. I really think it's beautiful. It is. I've found an appreciation for it.
Well, good.
Especially, I spend time at your taxidermist place, and I just really enjoy it.
Yep. You will see how it's all done, how it's all crafted.
Well, I didn't do real good with the skull lady.
Oh, the picture of the skinned out coyote skull.
Yeah, I didn't do good
probably,
with that one.
That probably didn't do well. But, you know, that's the beginning of the process, not the end of the process. So anyway, giving a muzzleloader away. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Chris will take your call. Name and phone number. Leave your name and phone number with Chris. Go on the air with me, and that's how that'll work. We're, you know, anticipating a call here in a few minutes from the lair. And I think there are 21 kids involved in the youth hunt. it's quite an event. I mean, it takes these guys 2 weeks to prepare for this. There's 21 kids. That means there's 21 places they got to find to sit these kids because they don't crowd them together. You know, there's maybe two or three tree stands on each, or, you know, ladder stands on each property, and there's a lot of properties, and there's a lot of permission slips, and there's a lot of travel, there's a lot of corn, and there's a lot of supplements and everything else. So it's all good. So there we go. What were you going to say, buddy?
No, other than, you know, taxidermy is just an art form.
It is.
I don't know how well it's practiced, but, I mean, how many people, let's say, in the state of Maryland practice taxidermy, but...
No, there's a fair amount, probably 50 or 60 taxidermists in Maryland, maybe
that
more.
Many?
Maybe more, yeah. Yeah, I think at one point there might have been around 100. But, I mean, you figure there's 23 counties, there's got to be three or four in each county. So, you know.
I found out a lot more. I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Until 3 months ago, I still thought they had the bones in them. Okay. I did.
They do not.
I found that out.
Yeah.
I thought they still had the... Oh, don't.
It doesn't matter. A lot of people don't know about taxidermy or what it is. What does the word mean? Do you remember what the word means?
You taught me.
What does the word mean?
I have no idea.
Okay. What's taxi?
Ride.
To carry.
Yeah. Okay.
To move.
Okay.
What's dermy? Dermis.
Skin.
Right. That's basically what the word means, to move skin.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. But the skin has to be preserved. The skin has to be, you know, some way or another. The animal has to be skinned, and every detail, you know, every eyelid, every lip, every whatever has to be skinned off the animal, off the carcass. Then that hide has to be preserved, either by the taxidermist or, in the case of most cases of a deer, they send the hide out to be tanned at a tannery, which is a chemical process involved in preserving the skin. Then that skin is taken and crafted onto a form, mostly made out of styrofoam now.
Not bones.
No bones. No. Glass eyes need to be put in. Okay. In the case of waterfowl, they will use reproduction feet. They'll use reproduction heads and bills, and, you know, use the skin to wrap around that. And then, of course, the artistry comes up in the painting of the finish work. You know, the eyes are, you know, amazing on some of this taxidermy work. And you know, the point is to make it look real. The point is to make it look as real as it looked in nature. And some people are very good at it, and some people are fit.
I'm starting to know the difference now.
Are you?
I really am.
Yeah,
and
good.
I really appreciate the artistry in it. I just
a lot of good
gorgeous.
Artistry. And I like good work. You know, I've had bad work, and I like good work better. Let's talk to Richard in Westminster. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I got out for the, believe it or not, first time yesterday with my bow. It's been a rough year for me.
Yep.
Things I had to take care of and work and whatnot. But
were they moving yesterday?
Not really. I thought they would be since I saw a 4-point come cruising through about 3 o'clock. I thought, okay, things are going to be
going to start, huh?
Picking up.
But yep.
It was aside from one I glassed, you know, way up in the woods.
Right.
Another small buck. That was the only activity I saw as far as the deer go.
Right.
I did see 2 gobbler turkey, which was neat.
Nice.
And I also saw, for the first time I ever saw this, a fox chasing another fox.
It's soon going to be mating season. We're not there yet, but probably December, January, you'll see that more.
I mean aggressively chasing.
Oh, really? Was it a red fox chasing a red fox, or was it a coyote chasing a red fox?
They were flying through the woods.
Wow.
And then it was like, you know, like almost similar to the way a buck would chase a doe, but this was high speed.
You know,
they were flying.
That's
and
cool.
And then they went in a circle, and then they ended up in this thick stuff where they both apparently stopped. And then I just heard a brief commotion, and within, I'd say, less than 30 seconds, the one fox came. I couldn't see where the spot where they went.
Yeah.
And then the one fox came out and went one direction, and it was a good 10 minutes. And I'm waiting. I'm thinking, okay, what happened to this other fox? Did this fox kill it or what? And then all of a sudden, the other fox came out 10 minutes later and went the opposite direction.
I don't want to speculate what happened behind the brush pile.
What's that?
I don't want to speculate what happened behind the brush pile. I'll let that to your imagination.
It didn't sound like anything was really going on, but it just was strange to me.
Yeah. Well, might have been a territory thing. So
yeah, that's right. That did cross my mind too. But
sure.
I'm actually getting geared up now, getting ready to head out.
Got it. Okay, well, good luck today, Richard.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Bye. There he goes. Kenneth in East Baltimore. Good morning, Kenneth. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I'm just calling in to sign up for the muzzle loader if I can.
You're in it?
Awesome.
Thanks, Kenneth.
I wanted to call you last weekend, but I had work. So.
Okay. Well, you're in. It's all good.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Mule. Good morning, Mule. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. What's going on, man?
Oh, we're just sitting here, just piddling around, waiting for daylight to get closer.
Yeah, it's what, 6:30 or something is sunrise, so you can start at a little after 6. Yeah.
We don't get in the sand too early. It's a little chilly this morning.
No, it's a lot chilly this morning. It's 21 out there in Damascus.
Wow. Doesn't seem like a degree over 20.
No, it doesn't, but it is. It's 1 degree over 20. How many kids you got going out today, Mule?
We have 22 of them here, 22 of the craziest young kids that are ready to go hunting.
No, man, did you get them all amped on donuts and coffee?
They're doing that as we speak.
I got
it. So I see coffee and I see donuts. They should be good.
Nah, that's great. That's great. Anybody want to talk on the radio? Tell us about going out today.
We have a couple people here. I think it's the first time Hunter here right next to me.
Well, let's put them on.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you? First time in the Deer Woods?
Yeah.
Good. You're hunting with you couldn't hunt with a better bunch of people out there. It looks like it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Mhm.
Are you going to have fun? You already having fun?
Yeah.
My question is, are you cold?
A little bit,
yeah. Well,
you're all back in about a half an hour. Let me put somebody else on here for a second.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Cole. Here you go, bud. Cole, how old are you, Cole?
15.
Hey, Cole. This is not your first rodeo, right?
No, sir.
Yeah. Have you done well in the hunt before?
I've never hunted here before.
Never hunted there before. Well, good. All right. Well, good luck out there. You got a good bunch of people. I hope you get a buck today. What are you shooting? What kind of firearm?
Mossberg 12-gauge.
Yeah, oh, man. A 15-year-old man with a 12-gauge. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
Got it. Anybody else want to talk?
Tyler Moore.
Hey, I'm Logan. Hi, Logan. How are you? How old are you?
16.
This is your last go-round, huh?
Yep.
How many years have you been hunting the youth hunt out there?
Since I was 10.
Well, that's great.
That's great. You've been hunting since you were 6?
No, 10.
Since he was 10, six
Oh,
years.
Since you were 10. Oh, 6 years. Okay, I got it. And have you taken a buck on the hunt yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think we may have had your picture in the magazine, haven't we, Logan? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Put somebody else on there, Logan. Good luck today.
I'm Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
16.
Yep. This is your final youth hunt today, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Have you done well? Have you killed a couple bucks out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you shooting today?
I'm shooting a 20-gauge.
20-gauge. What model?
Mossberg.
Mossberg. Pump gun.
Yep.
I got it. All right. Well, good luck. Put somebody else on.
Do we have any more in here? Gracie wants to talk here. Gracie wants to talk. That's the ringleader's niece.
The ringleader's niece. Okay.
Know your name. I'm Gracie.
Hi, Gracie. How are you? So let me ask the ringleader. Would that be the red-haired guy, your uncle?
Yeah. To him.
What's that?
That unfortunately I'm related to him.
Unfortunately you're related to him.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's a wonderful guy. You know, he does all this out of the kindness of his heart. He loves to see all you guys go out there and get something. Now, occasionally he can be intense.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all for good. It's all for good. Is he there? Can he come to the phone or is he gone?
He's not here.
He's not there? All right.
He's staying warm.
He's probably still in bed, right?
Probably.
What, is this your first hunt, Katie?
No. Gracie.
Oh, you got...
Gracie.
Gracie or Katie?
Gracie.
Gracie.
Gracie. Okay. Did you get a nice deer last year? Did I see a picture of that? Ah, thought maybe. Thought maybe. All right, good. Well, if you if your uncle is the guy in charge, he's probably putting you in the best stand, right?
No.
All right, I'm
just... It's because he knows how good you are, Gracie.
That's right. He knows you can take a deer anywhere, so... All right. Well, Gracie, good luck out there today. Anybody else want to talk?
I think everybody else is outside with their parents or guardians and getting ready to go.
All right. That sounds good. Well, it's time to go. Mule, we appreciate you calling in. You know what to do. Send me a picture ASAP, buddy. If you got any pictures of the kids getting ready, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah, I'll get you some of those. We're going to get those as soon as we get off the phone here. We'd like to thank the Maryland Hunting Coalition and NRA for all their support for all this. It means a lot to us.
No, you got it, buddy. And we appreciate what you do with the kids as well.
All right. You have a good day.
All right, man. See you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, I'll tell you where they're getting ready today, too, and that's down at Chesapeake Outdoors. Yep, Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50, eastbound, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, not far across the bridge. They've got everything the kids need. I mean, they've got the shotguns and the ammo and the camo and the warm gloves and the warm boots and the, you know, the warm hats and all that stuff. They've got the camo by Bandit and Under Armour. They've got boots and hips and waders and all that stuff if the kids want to go waterfowl hunting, too. The complete line of Yeti coolers and... what do they call them? Tumblers and bags and all that stuff. Muzzle loaders and accessories by CVA and Thompson Center. A whole bunch of firearms, a whole bunch of camo firearms from Remington and Chiappa and others. And let's not forget the crossbows. The brand new Raven. And then they carry Excalibur and Carbon Express and 10 Point and Mission and Barnett and others. Parker as well. And the Matthew Solo Cam is their great line of vertical bows. So Chesapeake Outdoors. If you got kids, stop in. If you need deer scent, deer lure, cover scent, broadheads, any kind of accessories you need for deer hunting, apple cracker, Big and Jay, or deer corn, Chesapeake Outdoors has it right there in Kent Island, 39B Dominion Road, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt.
Little Buck Fever there. How about that? All right. Supposed to give a shout-out from our buddy Dave to Bill and Jim. Dave went up to Pennsylvania on a very, very cold deer hunt. And no deer were harmed in the making of this hunt. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chuck.
So what's going on, buddy?
I'm just sitting here in the warmth, drinking a cup of coffee.
Go
really?
Ahead.
Why aren't you out in your stand today with your bow?
I'm going out this afternoon.
Oh, you're going to wait till it gets up to 24?
Yes.
I got.
I was out in it last night, and so I just decided not to get up it when it's 17 or 19. And,
yeah.
Go outside and freeze.
I was very in love with my tushy warmers this morning.
I get it.
In the car.
Yeah, in the car with the automatic heated seats. But I'll tell you something. I love being out there in this weather. I really do. I've got enough, you know, warm clothes and gloves and boots and everything else. I just sit there and just watch everything come to life in the woods. It's just spectacular. You know, when it's real windy, I don't dig that too much, but I really like it. So
it was cold last night because that wind was blowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was all over the place yesterday, from Carroll County to Cecil County, and, you know, traffic was a bear everywhere. 50 was just a monster getting across the bridge, so it was a long, drawn-out day, mostly spent in traffic, but, you know, with a few work stops in between. So, but anyway, I started talking about Wednesday night, and I'm sure you saw the post.
Yes.
We had both, then I started earlier to talk about it. We had Jacob and Laura meet, and everybody met at Laura's place in Frederick. And I dropped the coyote off at the in the cooler and then headed up and met those guys. And we all climbed into Laura's truck and off to the lease we went. And Jacob went one direction, and Laura and I went
in. Wait a minute.
What?
You're missing a part of that story.
What part's that?
The phone call.
From?
Eric.
Oh, well, I was deliberately deleting that.
I know. I couldn't let you.
Well, thanks. Jumped out of my truck. I had to move my truck in Laura's driveway because she has two garage doors, and it's a long story, but I was moving my truck. Jumped out of the truck, got in Laura's truck, and away we went. Sitting in the tree stand, got a text from Eric. Did Alan want his truck running? And the answer was, nope. Well, it's locked. Well, here's the code. Here's the key to get in. Here's the code. So, anyway, a little embarrassing, but you know what? It's part of it. So, you know.
They got to razz you that whole day. I didn't.
Yeah,
so I had to razz
I know.
You
I mean,
morning.
Look, they look. Here's the deal, okay? Neither one of them could do anything with a deer as far as getting it dressed out if it wasn't for me. So I take their crap. You know, I take it. And then, you know, when the deer's down, I hand them a knife and say, go for it. I don't know what to do. Really? Well, keep giving me crap. So, anyway.
Well, not that they still hand him the knife and say, do as I say. I'll tell you what to do.
That's exactly what I did. Yep. And then it got to the point where it was like brain surgery, and, you know, it was taking like 20 minutes, and I'm like, yeah, give me that knife.
Yeah. Yep.
So, what do I do now? Cut there. What else? Cut there. What else? Cut that around. Cut around that. Okay, now what? We'll reach up in there and cut those off and keep a hold of it. Okay, now pull.
Okay, that's enough.
Ooh. And Jacob's there going, oh, I hate those sounds. I'm like, you know, I've only done this 100 times. But anyway, literally. So here's the story. So Jacob's 200 yards away, and he's got deer around him the last hour and a half of the hunt. And he's got a beautiful 8-point buck comes out with four does. And he's got does on the corn pile. And he's got a 4-point. And he's got a spike. And he's got this and he's got that. And, you know, we've got a doe 100 yards away. And we see a spike sneaking up to Jacob, you know, up on the hedgerow. We see the deer and Jacob can't see it because it's behind him. But anyway, Jacob, we see him draw. And you go, here we go. He's 200 yards away. I'm looking at through binoculars. Here we go. And he let back down. Well, what had happened is one of those does was in heat. The buck was coming towards Jacob. He drew, and the doe ran between Jacob and the buck went with the doe, which is what they tend to do from time to time this time of year. So that was all good. So I've got a little cardboard Montana decoy. I had a scent pad on her tail with some kind of scent on it, estrus scent. And Laura bumps me. We're sitting side by side in the ladder stand. She bumps me. She says, there's a deer coming up behind us. I said, buck or doe? She said, buck, little spike or 4-point or something. I said, okay. Well, if you want to shoot a deer for Thanksgiving, that's not a bad one to do. She said, we'll see what happens. Well, he hung up behind the trees. He's over our left shoulder coming up the trail alongside the woods. Look the other way, coming out of the corner, coming the opposite way is another deer. Just kind of dawdling along, not really doing much, you know. And I said, is it a buck or a doe? She said, I don't know. I said, okay, well, let's see what happens. If it's a doe, you know, and you want a deer for Thanksgiving, take the doe. Well, this deer comes in, and it's a buck, and it's got two nice points on one side and what we thought was another 2 points on the other side. And he comes in, and he walks under the feeder, around the feeder, no shot at 20 yards. He walks back out in the field. He looks at the decoy. He walks over to the decoy. He goes, she's a little skinny for me, and turned around and started walking right down. Well, here's what's going on. These two bucks are sizing each other up. Neither one of them are very old, okay? One's a 6 and one's a 4. And I said, you better draw if you're going to shoot that deer. And she, you know, I'm not ready. I said, you better draw. So she drew, and the deer came through the first opening, and I real softly, and it didn't stop, and it kept walking, and I said, I gotta stop it. And I went, Matt, and the deer stopped, bunk, she released, and made a beautiful, perfect shot on the deer. And the deer ran across the field, stood over there a little bit, wagged its tail. I said, that deer's done. And it went into the hedgerow behind Jacob, you know, probably 50, 60 yards. So, it got dark. We had deer around us. We crawled down, walked across the field. Laura went and got the truck. She drove up. She said, I want to find my deer. Don't go in there. I'm like, okay. Jacob's walking down the trail. He goes, I got blood. And he heads off. He didn't know this. And he heads off into the woods to look for the deer. I said, stay there. I'm not going anywhere. Stay there. I'm not going anywhere. I couldn't tell him that, you know, Laura wanted to find her own deer. So she found it. So it was all good. Got it out, got it dressed out, got it to the butcher shop, and she has deer for Thanksgiving. Made a beautiful shot, 6-point.
Yep.
So that's the story. So, you know, I hope people enjoy listening to these stories from time to time. I mean, I live them, and I try to create a picture in your mind so that, you know, it's detailed enough that everybody can kind of go along and be in the stand with me, which is kind of nice.
Yep.
And then the coyotes started to howl while we're dressing it out. And that's when Laura said, I'm out of here.
That's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. I said, well, why don't you just wait here, Laura? They smell it. They'll be here soon. She goes, I know. Let's get it done. Let's get it in the truck. Let's get out of here. I'm like, why? What's wrong? You don't want to meet a couple of coyotes? No. I said, well, they're friendly. They've got plenty to eat there. They're not going to attack you.
That's right.
But anyway, it's fun watching Laura react to things like coyotes at night and bears early in the morning and that kind of thing. So she's a little spooky that way, but that's okay. So anyway, are you headed to Frederick County or Carroll County tonight?
The place in Baltimore County.
Baltimore County.
Yeah.
Oh, Baltimore County.
Yeah, it's off of Buckley'sville.
Right? That's right. That's right. Yep. Baltimore County.
Yeah, James and I are going out there.
Good. Good. Well, you got a couple of nice bucks on the trail camera that you showed me.
Yeah, but I haven't had them for a while.
Really? Yeah, you know what? They can show up any time this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
but I'm hoping, I think the wind's going to be favorable for us, too. So.
Well, that'd be having a good wind is always good.
And then there'll be a lot less wind, too.
That's true. That's true. I really wouldn't have liked to have been out there yesterday, but I would have liked to have been out there this morning this evening. So.
Even in my brown blind, it was I didn't have to hang on because it was swaying, but it was cold.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, brother. Well, appreciate the call. Good luck out there today.
Thanks. I'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Chuck. Good man. Good man, Chuck. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Did I mention that if you tell the folks over at Good Times Crab, what is it? Not a crab shack, is it? What
Crab
is it?
House.
Crab House. Good Times Crab House. If you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show, WCBM, heard it on the radio, heard it on the Outdoorsman, Alan Ellis Show, whatever you want to tell them, you tell them you heard their commercial on this show, you're going to get $5 off your dozen crabs. How do you like that?
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Think it'll work for me?
Yeah, it'll work for you. Sure. If you ever stop and get crabs there, that's for sure. So, but, you know, that is a good deal, $5 off, because that's like 10%.
Take some home tonight.
That's like 10% now. You know what I mean? So
we can sit at home and eat their crabs, or we can walk around the Waterfowl Festival and freeze to death.
We went, that's what we did on Thursday then. Wednesday was the hunt. Thursday went to the opening of the Waterfowl Festival, the opening ceremony of that. That was nice.
It was really nice.
Kind of meet some of the artists and walk around and enjoy that. And then from there, we went to a meeting in Dorchester County in South Dorchester at the K-8 school down there. Met with the committee for the National Outdoor Show.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Where we're going to have, you're going to have, bucks, bears, and stags. We're going to have a scoring event there. So anybody has taken a nice buck or a sick of deer, stag, or black bear, come on down to the outdoor show February 23rd, 24th, and enter the bucks, bears, and stags, and enter that for the record book here in Maryland, you know, and we'll get that done.
It's going to be great. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, all those things they were talking about having there with us, you know, alongside of us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that. And it's going to be.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to fear the rat. I love that.
Fear the rat.
Fear the rat.
It's kind of like Fear the Turtle. It's 73rd year of the World Muskrat Skinning Competition.
This year, Fear the Rat.
And the World Raccoon Skinning Competition there, too. They don't advertise that as much. Because the muskrat is that's the money for on the marsh.
I got it.
You know?
I got it.
It really is.
We might have some. I might have some stuff to give you to give away this before then. Before that, so it'll be a while, but.
Oh, you mean from them?
Yeah, I might have
like
something.
A Fear the Rat T-shirt and
maybe.
some tickets, maybe some wristbands.
Yeah, for the whole weekend or the 2 days.
That'd be nice.
But that's coming up. I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're in communications with those people.
They are really nice. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, go to the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, and you'll see the pictures of the folks, the Abbotts, and the.
Or how you say his last name? I'll get it.
Oberander.
Oberander.
Yeah, I talked to his brother yesterday. By the way,
did you really?
I did. His brother took a bear that weighed 521. I think it was.
I think
the second or third largest bear killed in Maryland up till maybe last year.
I want to know how much Laura would have shook if that one came up to you all 15 feet from you in the morning.
She was talking to a guy that hunts the Frederick Watershed. Bo hunts the Frederick Watershed. And the other day, he had one come up right under his stand. He said had to weigh 500 pounds.
Wow.
That's a big bear. That's a big bear. I've seen him in Canada. I've never taken one that big.
That's about 300 pounds more than the one in my back room, right? About.
Had to bring that up.
No, I don't mean it that way. I'm just trying to picture in my mind. I love my bear.
Just quadruple that bear, and you got it. So.
No, it's not quadruple.
I'll triple it then. All right.
But anyway, I love my bear.
All right, good. Deer season's coming up. Need a new deer rifle? I'm going to tell you where to get one and which one you should probably take a look at. Take a look at the AB3 Hunter from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. It's a wood or synthetic model. It comes pre-mounted scope, a 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope from Nikon, factory installed. 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag or 300 Win mag. It is an outstanding value. It's one of the best values on a high-powered rifle you can find anywhere. And the good part is, it's a Browning. It's a Browning. Now you want to kick it up a notch and put your own optics on it? Let's go to the X-Bolt. That's a bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. I have an old A-Bolt, and I love my A-Bolt in 300 Win Mag. The X-Bolt is a kick-up from that. They renamed the A-Bolt the X-Bolt now. So all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. The other rifle for deer hunting is the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, the Speed model. Comes in ATAX Urban Arid Camo, Dura-Touch finish, composite stock, Cerakote finish, receiver and barrel with a fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, which is great, adjustable trigger, bolt action, selected calibers. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108 is the phone number for Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They can take care of putting scope on, mounting for you, getting bore sighted, and full gunsmithing services, licenses, and everything else. Been in business for 60 years. That's Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Art Freeze for two nights in a row. Had it last night, and we've got it again tonight. Low 40s this afternoon. 27 degrees tonight. Could bust some record low temperatures tonight. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy and continued chilly with high temperatures below average. Low 50s for high temperatures, mid-30s Sunday night. It's going to stay dry here with this cold air in place with low humidity into early next week. I'm meteorologist Scott Lariamore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House. House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. and head back to Burglar Down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun. Hey, we have a little bit of time left. How about a couple of calls on the muzzleloader contest we're giving away? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All you got to do is call and leave your name and number. And by the way, if you were in the October contest, you're not in the November contest. So other than when we did it on the 25th, whatever the last Saturday was in October, 28th. If you got in, then you're in. But if you didn't get in, you know, since October, early October, you're not in. You can also email your entry to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And anything you hear on the show, you want some, you know, copy of or reference to, feel free, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'm at 410-922-6680, and there you go. Okay. So, what do you think? Should we just wait, Chris, or should we, for a call, or... You know, you want to talk about coyotes everywhere. You know, had encounters with coyotes this week in Carroll County and Montgomery County. So, you know, they're everywhere.
Are they
exactly.
On the
highly populated areas, it doesn't make any difference.
No. Uh-uh. What?
Are they on the Eastern Shore?
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
They're everywhere.
Plenty
really?
Of coyotes. Yeah, coyotes are in every county in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. They're very adaptable.
Yeah, well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we didn't hear them this year, I don't think, but we heard them last year. Down in Dorchester, where we sick a deer hunt, you know, lots of them. Yeah, I mean, when they sound off, it sounds like there's 50 of them. There might be four or five, but I mean, to hear them yip at night, you know, it's pretty cool. It really is.
Make a lot of noise. I haven't heard any.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
I've never heard it.
Well, you know, come on out to Montgomery County and shoot a deer, and you know, let the entrails lay, and in a few minutes you'll start here.
Yeah, bait. That way I can look at him and say, nice dog.
Yeah, nice dog. Exactly.
I'm still waiting to hear the sick of deer. What is it called? Bugle?
Yeah, they bugle. Mm-hmm. Either one. Yeah, bugle.
Similar to an
elk.
Elk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yep, very much so. And that's fun, too. I mean, you know, you want to get one close, and you can get one 20 yards away, screaming its head off in the phragmitis, and, you know, nothing. You know, you don't even see it. You might see the frags moving or something like that. But I liked to see that one that I heard the last night we were down there. And, you know, it was nice. There were eight deer on the feeder, and this guy was in the background, and it just got too dark. That's what happens. All right. Well, it looks like we've got enough callers to take us to the next break anyway. We'll take a call or two here, and we've got to take a break. So, oh, my. I don't know when we're going to get in the woods again. I need to get back in the woods. You hate to hear that, I know. What do you do? What?
I don't hate to hear it, except when we've been really busy and haven't spent any time together. Then I hate to hear you can't wait to get in the woods. That's the only time.
When we haven't spent any time together. Is that what you said?
Quiet time.
Oh, quiet time. Well, I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We spend lots of time together.
That's true. You know how many times I've been in the woods just Alan this year?
None.
Once.
But did you go? You went once.
Yeah, the first day of early muzzleloader season from dawn till 10. That's not a...
That's because you are so loved. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I know.
You could.
That's right.
Nobody would care about you, and it would be worse.
All right. Are we ready to go here? Let's see. Not quite.
No, he's working it hard.
He's working that phone pretty hard. Charles in Delaware. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Fine. I love you guys' show. You do a fantastic job.
Oh, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of these days, I'd like to meet you down around that sporting goods store down by the Bay Bridge.
Okay. We'll do that.
We're there a lot.
Yep. Chesapeake Outdoors. Yep. I show up there quite often. Yep.
Love your show.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. You take care, buddy.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. We don't have a lot of time for this type of, All right, why don't you do that, Chris? I got no more. I don't have anything left.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times?
The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, we're back. Greg, good morning. How are you? What's up?
Oh, good morning, Alan. I love your show every Saturday morning. I look forward to hearing it.
We're going to have to hold you over, buddy. We just got in too late, so stay on the line, and same way with Tom. And there's the music. There's nothing I can do about it. We're up against the hard break. So.
No problem.
All right, Greg, stay on the line. Tom, stay on the line. Yep, stay out. Stay safe.